Are you concerned about the possibility of losing your retirement savings in a market downturn? You know, the effects of a market correction or bear market around the time of your retirement could be extremely harmful to your wealth. You know, so what can you do? You know, retiring into the teeth of a bear market could be extremely devastating if you haven't planned for that properly. And that's the thing. We really don't know. I mean, when we retire, you don't know what the market's going to be those first 2 or 3 years. And what if there is a bear market? And believe it or not, whatever happens, there's the potential that whatever happens in the first 5 years of retirement could impact you and have 50% impact on your outcome over the following 30 years. In other words, 50% of your outcome in retirement is determined in the first 5 years. What if there's a significant bear market? And you have no control of that. So we need a plan that factors that in and that mitigates that risk. And you can do that. You can have a plan to mitigate that risk. It's interesting that when we look at the 2008 financial crisis, the Great Recession, did you know that 10 years after the 2008 financial crisis, only 2% of middle-income baby boomers reportedly believed that the economy had fully recovered. And 65% of middle-income baby boomers did not believe they had seen any personal benefit from the economic recovery. You know, that's extremely interesting because we can look at the numbers and see what the economy did or didn't do, but investor perception, which is telling us what did you actually see from your investments? How were they handled? So that's pretty interesting, and hoping for a strong stock market is not a plan. You should assess your risk tolerance as you near and enter retirement with the help of a financial professional. You know, that's what we do at Brogan Financial. We measure risk. And as a fee-based fiduciary, our obligation is to serve your best interests and solely your best interests. And so we measure risk versus reward. You know, investing is very much about balancing risk and reward. It's a balancing act. You know, nobody wants to lose money, but we all want to make money. So, you know, what is the balance there? And the good thing is when we measure risk, past risk in a portfolio, believe it or not, it's actually a pretty good predictor of future risk. Now, we know the past does not guarantee the future, and you can always get an outcome a little bit different than what you expect. But in a good financial plan, if you've properly measured risk, you shouldn't get an outcome radically different than what you expect. You know, to use round numbers, if you have a $1 million portfolio and you have a plan in retirement where you feel very confident that in the vast majority of all markets, you're not going to lose more than, say, $150,000 or so. And those are the kind of things you need to be asking yourself. You know, is it 100? Is it 150? Is it 200? You should be asking yourself that. But if you build a plan around your tolerance for your appetite for losing money, then, you know, could you get a little bit worse result than you expect? Yeah, that could happen. But if you're trying to avoid something worse than $150,000 loss on a $1 million portfolio, how likely is it if you've measured risk properly that you could get a $250,000 or $300,000 loss? I mean, it is extremely, extremely unlikely. And so when we look at a number like 65% of middle-income baby boomers believe the economy had not fully recovered from the 2008 recession, or that they had not gotten any personal benefit. You know, there might have been investor behavior in there in how you handle your investments, both in the good markets and in the bad markets, that could have been detrimental to you. So when we measure risk and we build a plan around your tolerance for risk, then oftentimes when we ultimately do see downturns, because we will, you're not getting a big surprise that makes you make an emotional decision with your money. And, you know, emotion is one of the biggest enemies of long-term success in a financial plan. So when you measure it and you have a pretty good expectation of risk versus reward, you don't get big surprises typically. Okay, you really shouldn't. Okay, now the other part of that that's extremely important is how you draw income in the short term. You know, what do you do when the market's down? Because one of the fundamental rules of successful wealth management is don't spend an investment loss. Now notice I didn't say don't sell an investment loss. I said don't spend it. You know, it's okay to sell something when it's down and reinvest it. That's taking advantage of opportunities and you're staying invested. What you don't ever want to do is sell and spend. In other words, if you need income a year from now and you need to draw $30,000 off of your million-dollar portfolio to supplement your income in retirement, and the stock market is down substantially next year, are you going to have to sell off investments to draw that income? Because that's what you don't want to do. You know, because then you'll compound your loss. That money will never, ever come back because you've spent it. Instead, you want to have stable investments in the short term that aren't in the stock market. So you know exactly today where your income is going to come from next year, and the year after that, and the year after that. And frankly, you need to be able to have stable income sources out at least 5 years. And, you know, if you can be 7 or 8 years, that makes your plan even more secure. So how you structure your income is a big part of this, but you've just got to measure your risk so you don't get big surprises. You know, I'll give you an example. I had somebody come into my office last week, a married couple. And they had right at a $2 million portfolio, okay? And they came in, and, you know, I like to classify all of your investments as either safe money or risk money. And the way I define, so think of two buckets of money. You've got a safe money bucket, and you've got a risk money bucket. Very simple. And every money, all your money goes in one of those two buckets. Let's define the buckets. The way I define safe money is you have ideally a guaranteed return of principal. If that's the case, you have to look at who's making the guarantee. How stable and secure are they? Who's backing up them if they go under? Or if it's not guaranteed, it's very stable. In other words, it's not in the stock market. It's stable. You can depend on it being there when you need it. The problem with safe money is it doesn't make much. So it does have risk. It has inflationary risk. Can you earn enough to beat inflation? And the best way to fight inflation is the risk money. Problem with risk money is you can lose a lot of money, right? Well, this married couple came in. They had a little over $2 million. Let's just call it an even $2 million. And I asked them, after I had looked through their statements and their bank accounts and all of that, think your mix is between the risk and the safe money. And they said, we think we're about 85-90%, or excuse me, I'm sorry. They said, we think we're about 60-40. And I had to show them why they were actually between 85 and 90% in the risk bucket. They thought they had a 60-40 mix, and they didn't. They had almost 90% in the risk bucket. And the reason for that is because some of the things that were in that risk bucket, they looked at as being more stable and secure. But the bottom line is all of that investment had risk. And maybe more surprisingly, when I did an analysis on that investment account, on all their investments, what I found that was more than likely, if we had an average bear market, which is a 40% downturn, if we had that in the next couple of years before they retire, I told them you're likely to lose close to, you know, $500,000 to $600,000, probably in the neighborhood of $500,000, maybe a little more. I mean, no way to know for sure, but based on the risk measurements in the portfolio, that's what we saw as a potential loss. So the reason that's so important is they thought that they were much more insulated against short-term risk than they really are. Now, sometimes it's the other way. Sometimes I'll have somebody come into my office and they've got all their money at the bank, and they have, or maybe they have money in a laddered portfolio of individual bonds, and they're living on the interest, and there's significant inflationary risks and things like that. So, you know, it can go both ways, but the bottom line is, have you measured your risk and done an analysis of risk versus reward and built out a financial plan that can provide stability of income in the short term, but growth of income in the long term?